Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's talk radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Welcome back to Freedom Friday with Carl Gallops, 1330 WEBY. Carl speaks with ontological certitude and theological indubitableness. For you liberals out there, this means that Carl knows who he is and that he is unashamed to be on a first-name basis with God. Now, here's Carl Gallops.
All right, and all that stuff is true. I do come from a biblical worldview, and I'm unashamed of that. Every one of you out there has a worldview. You do. You have a worldview. In fact, if you'll get my book, the number one Amazon bestseller, The Magic Man in the Sky, Effectively Defending the Christian Faith, you can read all about the worldviews, how important they are, and how they impact and influence every decision you make. That's just one chapter. I deal with dozens of intriguing topics in that book. Again, number one bestseller on Amazon in science and religion. And we're going to take more calls to get that book in the giveaway for, I'm looking at the clock, tick by, 35, it'll be 36, three more minutes. It'll be 3 more minutes and 5 seconds exactly, 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Keep calling the number, 983-2242. Mallory is our world-famous producer. She's working so hard in there, taking names and phone numbers and filling up the hat. That phone is just not stop ringing. All of the different rollover lines, bless her heart. But we want to make sure that everybody has a fair chance of getting their hands on this book. Again, if you don't win it, go to Amazon.com, get a copy, multiple copies. You get free shipping and or WND Superstore. I've got autographed copies there, and or if you live in the Milton area where we broadcast, go out to Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, pick up an autographed copy there for $15, just right there, tell them you want the book. Again, we cannot mail it to you from the church. We cannot act as a mailing distribution center, but I do have copies there that I've signed that you can just go by and pick up if you'd like. Well, speaking of good books, we've got an author now who I've been teasing and promising you folks about. His name is, his author name is James Chauncey. James Wilburn Chauncey. Most of his friends and folks know him as Jim, so I'm going to call him Jim. Jim Chauncey is the author of Eyewitness to Heaven, A Glimpse into the Obscure, and he's joining us today. Now, here's the story. I'm not going to give the whole story because I want you to hear it from him, but the bottom line is in the mid-1940s, Jim died. He was just a child. I think he was about 6 or 7 years old. If I say anything wrong, he can correct me, but he died of bacterial spinal meningitis. He was pronounced dead, covered with a white sheet, waiting the morgue, and the Department of Health ordered cremation for his body. But several hours later, two housekeepers entered the quarantine room, and they were greeted by a very terrifying sight. A 7-year-old boy who was certainly not dead, at least not anymore. James Chauncey, all of these years, and he's like me now, he's getting to be an old man, and he'll tell you that all of these years he's kind of kept it inside except for family and friends, but I think he's been influenced by people that know him and love him to write down what he experienced, because he went to paradise, he says, while he was dead, saw things that only a person who was in paradise could see, and then said he was given some visions of what lies ahead for the world, and particularly the United States, his home. Jim Chauncey, did I do that service to you at all there? Did I mess that up?
It sounded real well. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for being on the show today. We're honored to have you. So tell us your story. Just tell us your story. And if I said anything wrong, don't worry about correcting me, because I want to be correct. I want your story to be correct. But tell us your story. And let me just say this to our listeners real quick, and I'm going to turn James loose. Get to his website to watch the video trailer, to read portions of his book, to order his book. You can get it ebook, you can get it paperback. It's on Amazon. But to get to his website, go to carlgallops.com. At the very top, you'll see the link to James Chauncey, Eyewitness to Heaven, and click there. It'll take you right to all of his material. All right, Jim, welcome to Freedom Friday. Tell us about this.
Thank you very much. Yes, when I was about a few weeks before my 8th birthday when all of this happened, and I came out of my body and looking around and watching the doctors and nurses and listening to them, and an angel came through the wall, and I wanted to know how he did that. I thought that was...
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, cool, dude, how'd you do that?
Yeah, and well, he never explained to me how he came through the wall, but he did tell me that he and another angel had been sent to take me to paradise because I had died, and it was before my planned death, and that the other angel had to take another person to heaven, and he would be along shortly. So we had to wait around the hospital for the second angel, which was kind of neat because I got to see everything, the interaction between the doctor, the agony on my parents, and that sort of thing. And well, when all of that was over, we traveled to heaven. En route to heaven, I saw a very terrifying thing. I did pass over hell and Lucifer, and he was screaming at his demons there to bring me to him, and I could feel him grabbing me, and the angels told me to hold on tight, and some warrior angels showed up, and they did battle, and we proceeded on to paradise. And there I was confronted with someone who looked a lot like, if you took the features of my only sister that was alive and my eldest brother that was alive and kind of mixed them up, he sort of looked like those two. And I asked who he was, and he said he was my brother Ralph. And I said, I don't have a brother Ralph. And he said, you did. I died before you were born. And so we had some interaction there between myself and he and the angels. And then there were two other people standing there, and they were in white robes. The only two people that were in white robes, everyone else was dressed in just ordinary clothing. I asked who they were, and Ralph told me that they too were my brother and sister, that they were called the no-name twins because they died very shortly after childbirth, before mother and father had an opportunity to name them. Uh-huh. And that because they died in that quickly, they're in white robes awaiting mom or dad to give them their names.
All right, let me just interject and ask. So how? Oh, this question gets asked all the time, and you know, this is your experience, and you've written it down, and I don't doubt it at all. But you know, it's you've not claimed it to be the Word of God, and it's not the Bible. But this is your experience. So people are asked this question. People ask preachers this question all the time. You know, how old will we be when we're in heaven? So how old did your brothers and sisters appear, even though they died in infancy? How old did they appear to you when you were in paradise?
They appeared to be, as a seven-year-old, I guess I had the mind of a seven-year-old at that time, they appeared to be in their mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was strange and asked for an explanation how I thought they were, where are the babies? If they died, where are they? And it was explained to me that you take on your heavenly body and how it would not be right for a baby to spend eternity as an infant. So mm-hmm. they get their heavenly body, which ranges between the 20s to the 40s.
Right, right. Wow. Well, that's amazing. Hey, listen, I've got to – hold on just a moment, Jim. Do I need to tell people to stop right now? Mallory says, okay. Jim, listen, I've got to tell folks that are calling for the free book giveaway. Now, that's it. No more. And because Mallory's just – it's just working her to death in there. We've got a hat full of names. Okay, Jim, let me get back to you. So I've got to back up and ask you this too, and then I'm going to turn you loose and let you keep talking. But I got to ask you, so when you passed away, when you're in the hospital, now you took us all the way up into paradise, but back then, so you're saying that you came out of your body and you saw and heard conversations. You hung around the hospital for a while with the angels. So you saw the interaction with the doctors and other people and with your parents. You saw all of that and heard all of that, correct?
Oh, yes. I could hear the conversations, and I witnessed the doctor writing my death time and stuff into onto the record and instructing the nurses to disconnect everything and prepare me for the morgue.
Right.
And when the doctor went out into the corridor where my mother and father had been for quite some time to talk to them and tell them that I was gone, I tried to follow them and couldn't go through the door. I would grab at it, and I could kind of feel it, but I couldn't do anything with it. And the angel took me by the hand and took me out into the corridor, and I listened to the doctor and my mother and father and they dressed them up in, you know, some hospital clothing, and they went into the room to say goodbye to me. I followed them in. The room was under quarantine with police guards because the illness was so deadly at that time.
Right, right.
And so I witnessed them, and
Wow. Well, listen. Listen, let me do this. This is so intriguing, Jim, and I know people are just glued to the radio right now. Let's do this. Let's take a two or three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more with Jim Chauncey, the author of this intriguing and amazing book entitled Eyewitness to Heaven, A Glimpse into the Obscure. When we come back, I'm going to turn him loose and just let him talk most of the time because I want you to hear the rest of his story, and it's amazing. If you want to go to his website and see the book, you can get it ebook or paperback, and you can read his story. He is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and very, very solid in that. If you want to see it, go to carlgallops.com. At the top of the page, you'll see Jim Chauncey, Eyewitness to Heaven. Click that link. It'll take you right to it, carlgallops.com. All right, let's take this quick time out. When we come back, we'll have more of Jim Chauncey, and then we'll announce the winner of the Magic Man in the Sky. We'll be right back.